Marjorie Baldwin studied discrimination against workers with disabilities as a health economist and professor at ASU's W.P. Carey School of Business, until her son was diagnosed with one of the most stigmatized health conditions there is, schizophrenia. Now she studies workers with mental illness, and she's written a new book about it all called Beyond Schizophrenia, Living and Working with a Serious Mental Illness. KJZZ's Lauren Gilger spoke with her more about this. And Lauren, what did she say are some of the more common symptoms you can recognize early when it comes to schizophrenia?
She says she saw her son start to change when he was in college. He would have outbursts of anger, he had excessive energy, and his speech stopped making sense all the time. But she says these signs can be really hard to spot, especially in our culture where we don't talk about mental illness. I asked her why it's important to recognize these early signs of mental illness and when she started seeing changes in her son.
Schizophrenia typically hits around when someone is in their late teens or early 20s. He was a junior in college. But for months before he became acutely ill, I noticed just a change in his personality. He became more irritable. He became very talkative. His behavior just became more unpredictable.
But those signs can be really hard to notice, right? Like to actually connect to a mental illness like schizophrenia.
Well, first of all, I think a parent tries to explain away things. So you don't want to believe that anything's wrong. But when you could no longer say that there wasn't something wrong, the first thought is what most parents probably would think, that he was using drugs. That's one of my big regrets, that I didn't realize that he needed more help and that I didn't do more early on.
But most parents don't know what those signs look like.
No, I don't think we're told. There's so much publicity about drugs and the dangers of drugs and the signs that your child is on drugs, but nothing about mental illness.
You talked a lot about the challenges of the mental health system and some of the ways that it lets people down, especially those with serious mental illness. Can you tell us a little bit about how hard it was to deal with the mental health care system with your son?
Yes, and I really wasn't prepared for it, because at his first diagnosis, he was treated by this excellent doctor and he was in this clinical study. They had a social worker. But after he had left college and he had a relapse, it was just literally impossible for me to get him the care that he needed. We went to find him, tried to get him into hospital. You cannot get him into a hospital unless they are in imminent danger to themselves or others. So I had to leave him behind. And knowing that he was off his medication and that he was acutely ill, and I called every social services agency that I could think of. And I even called the police and I said, my son has schizophrenia. He is off his medication. He's acutely ill and I'm worried. And they said, until somebody gets hurt, we can't do anything.
So you were in a unique position to write this book because of your research and your work as a professor at ASU. Tell me a little bit about how your research played into what you ended up experiencing with your own son.
Well, I had studied discrimination against workers with disabilities, but after David got sick, it kind of riveted my attention on people with mental illness. And, you know, I realized that schizophrenia in particular and mental illness in general are just the most stigmatized health conditions, comparable to the stigma that was associated with AIDS before we had treatments for AIDS. And the stigma is persistent, and it's pervasive across cultures. It's really the only group that it's still okay to stigmatize in the media and on television and so forth.
So through this work and through writing this book about your own son and about your research, what do you hope other parents can get out of it?
I hope that it can, first of all, give people a sense of hope that, you know, I really felt at times like I had lost my son. And there is life after schizophrenia. You can get beyond this with the drugs that we have now. You can have a rewarding and a fulfilling life. But it's also a plea to legislators to do something about the mental health system that really makes it so difficult for families to get their loved ones the care they need.
That was Marjorie Baldwin, a professor and health economist at ASU's W.P. Carey School of Business, talking about her new book, Beyond Schizophrenia, Living and Working with a Serious Mental Illness.
She told me her son had a difficult path with schizophrenia for a long time, but after a few years, he started volunteering with the Phoenix Dream Center, then he was hired on to work there, and now he's one of the few people who are diagnosed with schizophrenia who has really managed to recover. She said he's even worked with his doctors to wean himself off of his medications.
That's KJZZ's Lauren Gilger. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you, Mark.